time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to all of you. Welcome to, what is it, Wednesday? Yes. Okay, the eighth day, the day after the election. And by golly, it's a little more quiet today. Although we had a lot of people to vote, but it wasn't, you know, a jam-packed thing like it usually is. But the River Valley levee passed, and I think Pleasance did. And a couple of successes there. All right, and I got a couple of tomato plants yesterday and some flowers. I got two tomato plants in the ground already, and one of them has a couple of tiny little tomatoes on it already, which that was the same thing that I did last year. Planted one with a couple of tiny little marble-sized tomatoes, and it takes a long time, over a month, for them to mature. But I've got a good start. And today, this afternoon, I got to plant flowers. Now, when you get to be my age, that's no easy job. Getting down on one's knees and getting up. Now, that's a whole new process. Woo! Wow. And I have to, you know, use a cane or something to lean on to try to, you know, to get up off the ground. And so I'm predicting, and probably rightfully so, this is my last year for planting anything. I think maybe this fall I'll just sow grass seed over my flower beds. Oh, and I bought a cucumber plant, and I plan on having my own cucumbers. They're so expensive to buy. And I love cucumber salad. And by George, this year, I'm going to have my own cucumbers. And now all I have to do is find a place to plant the plant, because it'll spread out quite a bit. So that's what's going on in my life, and what's going on in yours. Anything big happening? Let's hope that it starts getting a little warmer. And at least I think it sounds like it's going to be dry today. And that's a miracle. Getting a dry, I tell you, in agriculture, this is a very stressful time, because most all farmers have their planters all ready to go and just waiting for dry enough condition to get out on the fields, which is great that it's not going to rain today, but then it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So what are you going to do? And I understand the wheat crop is not doing well. Came up, and it can rot very easily with these wet days. So the wheat crop is a little bit iffy. And, of course, we don't have corn in the ground or beans in the ground yet. Now, beans can be planted aerially, but not corn. I've never seen corn planted from a plane like beans. So that's the current situation. Now, if you bought $500,000 worth of farm equipment, and it's sitting in your barnyard, and you think to yourself, am I going to to grow enough crops to pay for all my land? So you can be thankful if you're not in that situation. If you're not a farmer, you don't have those worries. Although, you know, if our crops are, you know, reduced this year, we might end up paying a little bit more for groceries come this fall or next spring. But whatever. It's a great day today, and that's what counts. Okay, and I've got, as usual, you answer correctly any of my questions, and I'll write your name down and throw you in the bucket here for the drawing on the, let's see, we're going to make that drawing in another few days. I'll tell you exactly here. Well, I find out here. Yeah. Oh, and there's so many new things happening here at the WGH, you know, different programs, and it's really nice. Like, we have Trinity Baptist sermons on the air. We have the Weasel Show now, Saturday mornings, 7:15 to 10. And Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 11:15 to 12 p.m. That's 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, that's Monday and Tuesday, 4:10 to 5. Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6. And the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, Tuesdays, 5:10 to 6 p.m. And the Sullinger, Tuesdays, 10:10 to 12. Offbeat News and Fun Facts with Nate Redmond, Wednesdays, 4:10 to 5. Okay, so if you can answer correctly, I write your name down, and then we make a drawing on May the 10th. May the 10th for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. So that's where we stand right now, 10:21 Eastern Standard Time. And have any of you planted your flowers, your tomatoes, and whatever yet? Now, I bought a rather expensive sprinkling can. Was it last year or the year before? And it has rusted enough that I sprayed it with some material, hopefully, that will seal most of it. But I notice I still have leakage around the spout. I paid, I think, $20 for that, at least. And then to have it rust and leak, whoo, wow. But it's one of those sprinkling cans, you know, with a long spout. It's kind of a classic-looking thing. So I've got to do some soldering on it yet, or some gluing. And oh, yeah. But, you know, considering the world situation, I think that's a pretty calm thing. Okay, so, yeah. The world situation, always something in the news, and every day on the 6:30 news on, I'm sure most all of them, the networks, there's one continuous storm going across these United States every day, from California to the East Coast, every day. Wow. Okay, ever stop talking so we can get some people registered here. Now, I've got a few questions today to have to do with your past knowledge of radio commercials, perhaps. There was one radio commercial I remember. It was kind of intriguing. They had the music with and everything. It was a beer commercial of a beer made in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is called the Laurel Highlands area of Pennsylvania. Beautiful country. My first question today, what beer was it that was made in, still is, in Latrobe, Pennsylvania? Spelled L-A-T-R-O-B-E. Latrobe, Pennsylvania. The Laurel Highlands. Okay, now what's the brand name of that beer? Yeah. I can see you going to Google already. And then I've got some other beers that maybe no longer exist, but that would be so familiar. And I'm not doing this to endorse beer. I'm just talking about old commercials that at one point were so heard so often. I'm trying to test your memory to see what you can remember. And there was one other beer company, down by the old mill stream. That was their advertising down by the old mill stream. Yeah, and that was, the old mill stream is around Findlay, Ohio. And I need to know the name of that beer, too. 740-383-9944. I'd like to register for those two free tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, anything new in your life? Anything you'd like to tell others? Like I tell every day. And maybe some of you do not have anything happening in your life. Hopefully it's not illness. Oh, here we go. Okay, good morning, caller. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Genesis beer?
Genesis?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
Okay, keep looking. All right. Okay. And, the one beer is made in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And I'll give you a hint. It has a green painted logo on its bottles. The other beer I was looking for is from Findlay, Ohio, down by the old mill stream. And that beer, it's not made anymore, of course. A lot of these are not made anymore. But I can remember when that particular brand of beer sponsored a bowling show on WMRN. That was back in the 50s. That beer sponsored a daily bowling show. That was when bowling was more popular. And there was a show every day giving you the highlights of bowling. And now I think bowling's kind of coming back, isn't it? Don't we have one, two, maybe three? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Would that be Old Milwaukee?
No, it wasn't Old Milwaukee, no. But that, like they always say, well, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I'm okay. Just putting the mill part in there.
Yeah, right, okay.
All right,
yeah. Yeah, this beer, yeah, I think, and where it was made, I think it's where the mill stream come into play. But it was an old German type, anyhow, Findlay. Okay, I've got a bunch of others here, too. For instance, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would that be Rolling Rock?
Rolling Rock. Let me see. Yes. Made in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Right, in the Laurel Highlands. Okay, now what is your name?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Oh, Brenda, okay. I'll register you again, Brenda. Okay, well, thanks for being a listener and participating.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Brenda Griffith, a steady listener. Okay. All right, now put this. No. I don't suppose you could hear that. There. Okay. Another person's registered for that drawing coming up on the 10th of May. And today, that's getting close. Today is the 8th of May, isn't it? Woo, wow, okay. In a couple of days, we'll come up with a winner. Let's see, this is Wednesday? So Thursday, maybe Friday. Woo, okay. At the end of the week, we'll know who the winner is. And boy, we've got, can you hear it? Yeah, I'm jiggling the bucket there. All right. So, Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the home of, just a second here, of Rolling Rock beer. There used to be a commercial for Rolling Rock, and it was so quaint sounding, and they mentioned the Laurel Highlands. Now, mountain laurel grows along a lot of the highways in Pennsylvania, mountainous areas. You'll see the mountain laurel blooming. It's a good thing to hold the soil in. That's why they plant the mountain laurel. And so around Latrobe, Pennsylvania, there's a lot of that, the Laurel Highlands. Okay, now, that beer, too. Going back sometime, it's not made anymore. It had kind of a quaint label on it, and it was made around the Findlay area. And
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. Okay, and, I've got a lot of different questions here today. And, of course, I'll be on till 11 o'clock, so whether I use them all up or not, I don't know. Okay, now, let me see what else have I have. Oh, well, the one beer, it was made in Findlay. It's not made anymore, but they used the old mill stream in their advertising. Okay, and then, now here's another one. There is a brewery in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and it's been there a long, long time. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And I've been in Pottsville. I had no idea that there was a brewery there. I guess they offer tours, and it's quite something, a family operation there. And it's become very popular in recent years. But what is the name of that beer from Pottsville, Pennsylvania? Okay, that shouldn't be too hard. All right. And then I'm going to be asking, too, there was one beer in Detroit, brewed in Detroit. I can still see the name of it on the side of the brewery building. And what was the name of that one? 740-383-9944. We're getting people registered here for the big drawing coming up on Friday. Two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes, indeed. Now, today, if you were going to Columbus, around the State House, you would find all these convention and visitor bureaus advertising. The state of Ohio supplies the tables, and you supply your advertising material to put on those tables, and I did this for a number of years, and it's a lot of fun. The only thing, you have to park down in the garage underneath the Capitol and haul all this stuff upstairs. But it's pretty neat. You get to meet a lot of the other people from convention and visitor bureaus around the state of Ohio, and the whole process is to promote Ohio's tourist attractions. And, of course, the largest tourist attraction in Ohio is the Amish area, by far the most popular in Ohio, even though there are dozens, if not hundreds, of other areas in Ohio that are very fun, much fun to visit. And, Marion, you know, we have the world's only popcorn museum, full of Kreider's popcorn wagons and peanut roasters. And, you know, the ironic thing is, in that museum is a peanut roaster that is identical to one that I used for quite a few years in roasting peanuts and selling them. And mine was the same age as the one in that museum. I bought mine in a grocery store in Chatfield, Ohio. And, yeah, and I plugged it in and it worked. It never failed. And it was old enough, probably from the early 20s, and it was still working. And I roasted tons of peanuts in it. And it surprised me. But, well, anyhow, there's one just like it in the Popcorn Museum at Heritage Hall. plus those popcorn wagons, and I grew up with the Fox family. I see where one of the Fox boys died. Tom Fox just died. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that beer in Finley, would it be craft?
No, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
Okay. yeah, I noticed in the Bucyrus paper today, Tom Fox has died. He was one of 16 other boys in his family. The Fox family was the largest family, and the Cox family also in Bucyrus, but Foxes, I think, were the largest. At one point, there were 18 of them in town. And most of them have died now because time marches on. Tom Fox and I were in grade school together, a couple of grades apart. Okay, now, where was I? Okay, in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, there is a brewery, a mighty old one. And it got so popular here within the last, 5 to 10 years. Unbelievable. Like I say, I was in Pottsville once and never knew that that existed. Okay, and in Findlay, oh, down by the old mill stream. Yeah, oh, I can almost hear that commercial. And that was a long time ago. Oh, boy. 1950s, 60s. I don't know if it was still being made in the 70s or not. And I don't know why they're not there yet. Okay, now, there was one. Here's another. This might be easier. We broadcast the Cincinnati Reds game every Saturday, whether they were at home or on the road. The announcer was Waite Hoyt. And Waite Hoyt was pretty clever. He never traveled. If the Cincinnati Reds were playing St. Louis, he still was in Cincinnati. And he could read an account of the game off his teletype machine and making it sound like he was there. Believe it or not, Waite Hoyt, a master at sports broadcasting. But his broadcast was sponsored by a particular beer. And I think he made it quite well known. Oh, I can almost, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hello, I'm trying to reach WWGH.
Yes, you are. We're here. Do you have something to sell?
Actually, I was trying to get a hold of the accounts payable department.
Okay, I tell you what, we're on the air right now, so call back in another hour.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I bet you, what? We're on the air? yes, that's life in the fast lane. Okay, so we have a beer that was made in Findlay, and we have one that was made in Cincinnati, and it sponsored the Cincinnati Reds broadcast every time. Oh, I can hear it now. They had the theme for that beer was like John Philip Sousa's March. What was the name of that beer? Made in Cincinnati and sponsoring the Cincinnati Reds baseball games. All right. The other day, remember, we had sponsors of the Cleveland Indians, Carling's Black Label and Red Cap, Carling's Black Label beer and Red Cap Ale. Now, I'm looking for the one that sponsored the Reds. It was made in Cincinnati. I don't think it's down there anymore, that I know of, at least. All right, what's the name of that beer? Oh, I guess it was too long ago. You'd have to be, I don't know how old you'd have to remember it. Probably 45, 50 years old, maybe. I don't know. What was the name of that beer that sponsored the Cincinnati Reds baseball games? Or the one that come out of Findlay? 740, and I guess I'm getting a good idea of what my listenership is like here. You're not a bunch of old people like me. You're younger. Okay. Now, here, I'll give you another one. There once was a beer made in Detroit, and I can still see its name on the side of one of their tallest buildings in downtown Detroit. Not made anymore, but what was the name of it? Yeah, brewed and bottled in Detroit. And it was very popular. But what happened to all these popular beers? They're gone, and others take their place, right? What's the most popular? Well, Bud Light. That's all you hear nowadays. But 50 years from now, somebody will have a quiz show and say, hey, what was the name of that beer that was made in Columbus, Ohio? Yeah, that was Bud Light. Anheuser-Busch. A couple of old Germans. Anheuser-Busch. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever smelled that brewery in Columbus? There's a what they use to fire those fire-brewed vats with. You can smell that smoke. Yeah, it's got a different smell to it. Okay, now, the beer that was made in Cincinnati, the beer that was made in Findlay, the beer that made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and the beer made in Detroit. Or how about a beer made in Colorado yet today? A beer that's made in Colorado. And it's current. It still is. 7403-39944. And there was a beer that I think it's still made, was made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You see, it's part of Americana. All these different beers and all the advertising you've heard over the years. Of course, one of the biggest advertisers has been Budweiser and their horses, of course, especially during the Super Bowl. 10:42 is the time, and how are you all doing today? Okay, I'm giving away 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be drawn on Friday afternoon, I think around 2 o'clock, somewhere in that area there. The 2 tickets will be given away Friday afternoon. Do you want to be registered for a chance to win those tickets to the baseball or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland? That's quite a place. I've been there. A lot of you have too, probably. Oh, now here's a good one. Now this does not concern beer. There is one of the largest. Now there were, I think, 25 of them made, perhaps. Railroad engines that were huge, absolutely huge. All of them but one are in museums or a sideline forever. One of them, they took and restored it, and they call it Big Boy. And it's the largest steam locomotive that is still operating. And it's not, regularly operating. They got it done in time to go to that, the pounding of the spike. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
Are you looking for Coors?
Coors in Colorado, yes. That was one. Okay. Let me write your name down here, Bob. I'll put you in the drawing again.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, take her easy. Okay.
All right, you too.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's right. Coors, made in Colorado. All right, let me cross that one off here. All right. Now, what about the beer in Milwaukee? Very, very famous, and it's still out there. And it was it came in a clear bottle. The bottle had no color, except for the beer in it, which was yellow. What town was that beer made in, what was the name of the beer? Made in Milwaukee. Yeah, still is. Cross off Coors here, Colorado. All right. What else do I have here? Old Dutch, the beer made in Cincinnati, the beer made in Pottsville or Detroit. Yeah. Do you have any old magazines from years ago that would have those advertisements in it? Okay, let me switch to another category here. Yeah, now this absolutely something different. Now, you notice on every street in Marion, every street in the United States, there are wires. Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and time-wise is 10:46. Okay, now let me go over these beer things again. A beer made in Detroit. No longer made there. No longer made, period. But it was once one of the most highly prized beers. A beer made in Findlay, Ohio. A beer made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. A beer made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what else? Okay. Now, I started out... Okay, just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, would that be Stroh's?
Yes. In Detroit. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I probably have you registered, but let me put your name in again.
All righty.
Okay. Now, what is your name?
Ralph.
Thacker.
Thacker.
Yeah, Ralph. Okay. Have you planted your garden yet?
No, I got everything together, but we hadn't got it down yet.
That's with me. My flowers are sitting on my porch waiting for me
on the back deck.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very good, Ralph.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Now, yesterday, we were one of my favorite places. When I was bicycling all the time, I used to go to Willard because that was a nice, almost 100-mile round trip from Clarendon. So I like even driving back to Willard because I remember bicycling there and so forth. And then there's a little town before you get to Willard on 103 called Celeryville. Yeah, I remember Ed Miller and his wife and I, all three of us, bicycled once to Celeryville, and I've got a picture of them standing by the Celeryville city limit sign. Oh, boy. Well, anyhow, continuing on, all these wires and telephone poles. Now, the voltage on these wires, in some cases about 7,500 volts. Well, now you can't plug anything into a 7,500 volt line, or you'd blow it up in yourself too. About say 110 or 220. Now, what is it that converts a higher voltage into a lower voltage that you use in your house? What is there between, say, 7,000 or 10,000 volts and 110? There's something in between there. What's it called that reduces the voltage so that you can use it from those, big lines that go past your house? Three lines, Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that beer in Milwaukee, would that be Miller Lite?
Yes, Miller High Life. Yes, okay. Good deal. Now, what is your name?
Brenda Griffith.
Oh, Brenda again, okay. All right, well, Brenda, good luck in the drawing.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya, bye. Okay, and let me see. Yeah, okay, I've got enough tickets here. Hopefully it'll last a day or yet. All right, now, where was I? Oh, yeah, what is the name of that thing that changes electricity from high voltage to low voltage that you can use it in your dryer, in your TV, or your smartphone, or anything else. What is between that high tension line, say, or high voltage line, and your house? What is used to bring that voltage down to a usable level? What's it called? So, and you can look out your window right now, and you'll see it up on a pole with wires going in and out of it. And it reduces your voltage to, reduces a high voltage to 110 and 220, depending on what you need. Now, what's that unit called? 7403-399-44. 10:51 right now is the time. Our drawing will be Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. 2:15. Okay, 2:15, right after the news. Friday afternoon. All right. Now, let me see. What else do I have here? What was the beer? Of course, Miller's High Life was made in Milwaukee. Got that answer. Rolling Rock was Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Stroh's was the Detroit beer. Now, we still need Pottsville, Pennsylvania. We still need Old Dutch beer. Or did I just give you that? Oh, I just gave you that answer. I'll cross that one off. Findlay, Ohio, in case you were looking it up. Findlay, Ohio, was the town where Old Dutch beer was made. Now, that was a standard beer many years ago. And you wonder sometimes what happened to all these beers. And now you find a deluge of custom, craft beer. Beers made in small towns in smaller amounts, that is, with a lot of different names. All you've got to do is go through your supermarket and go to where they sell the beer and look at all those different names. My, there's one, and I'll make a question out. There's one that has IPA on the label. And I want you to tell me, what does IPA stand for? Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes, hello. Are you there? Yeah, you've got a delay. You have to turn your radio down a little bit. Hello? Okay. I think that person just fell in the river. Okay. Oh, let me see here. Oh, the beer made in Cincinnati. Okay, now, and that unit that reduces voltage from the higher, 7,000-10,000 volts down to 110 and 220, there's a unit between that, to reduce that. Now, what's that unit called? It's a standard thing. It's been around since Edison was here. Although Edison, he didn't particularly like alternating current. He was more of the DC guy, direct current, which had no wave form. Now, alternating current, if you were to look at it on an oscilloscope, you would see it in a wave, back and forth, 60 times a second. Yeah. But Edison's direct current lost a lot of power as it traveled through wires because of the resistance. And alternating current doesn't quite do that. It does some, loses over a time period or length. Okay, going on, let me pick something else out that you might know. There are two very colorful trees out there right now. Two different colors. Can you name two trees you see out there right now of different colors? And what are they? Yeah, they're so popular this time of the year. And there's all the lilacs are blooming now. Oh, my goodness. Lilacs smell so good. Now, I've got purple lilacs, and they don't smell, hardly. I used to have a tree of white lilacs, and boy, you could smell them everywhere. And but there are two trees, well, maybe three trees out there right now, really blooming fully, and along Center Street. I don't know if they're still there or not. I haven't looked. Along Center Street, the city planted, what was the name of that tree, years ago. And when it blossoms, it smells like dead fish. Right? Yet, you can drive down, used to, I don't know if it's still there, they are, whether they're still in existence or not. You drove down Center Street, and if you had your window rolled down, you'd say, hey, where's all these dead fish? And I can't remember the name of that tree right now. I should. It's on the tip of my tongue like everything else that I can't remember. Okay. And I was on the air once, I remember, and I went out and picked some of the blossoms of that tree and ate while I was on the air, and that was a mistake. Oh, horrible. Okay, moving right along. Yeah, a couple of trees out there. Well, name two or three trees right there. Very colorful trees that are blooming right now. And this is the time of the year when they do bloom. Okay. You tell me the name of those trees and I'll, or a couple of those trees, and I'll register you for the drawing here for the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to be given away on Friday afternoon at 2:15. Now, going back to the beer, I don't know why it got me on that thing, but you know, it's been very popular, and a lot of people know these things, except how many of you know what the initials IPA stand for on a bottle of, you know, certain kinds of beer? Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is that thing called a capacitor?
A what?
A capacitor.
No, not a capacitor. No, no. Okay. But it's in that area, you know.
Okay.
Well, I know what a capacitor is. You know, back in the early days of radio, back before transistors, we used a lot of capacitors, and they were measured in microfarads. Yeah. Oh, my. Capacitors, resistors. Oh. And then in World War II, they didn't realize in World War II, they were starting the digital age. And that was by inventing a diode. Now, this little diode was a kind of a, it rectified the current, passed the current through it and came out in a steady stream. Oh, that's not really the answer, but diode is now, you know, it's a digital thing. And I had one for a long time. Never, 1N34 was the number on it. And now they're part of the digital world. The transistor radios, yeah. Okay, going back to the beer. Made in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Made in Cincinnati, Ohio. I've got the Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was Miller's High Life. Coors in Colorado. Oh, that's right. Now, IPA, those initials. If you were going down the beer aisle in, say, Kroger's, you would look at some of those funny-looking cans, and they would also, or they, someone would say IPA on them. Now, what does that stand for? What are those initials? And I didn't know this for a long time until I looked it up. IPA in beer. Ale, actually. What does it stand for? And what is the name of that unit that reduces voltage to be able to use in your home? Now, it's up there on the pole in front of your house. It's that round tank-like hanging there. What's that called? Now, oh, there's been controversy about them. Oh, my land. Remember years ago they said they're full of PCBs. And I'm not sure, I don't know. PCBs, not good in the environment, but those units were cooled or, you know, contained the PCBs. Someone is calling me. Just a second. I left my smartphone on. This is why when you go to a doctor's office, they say, no cell phones, please. Okay, I'm looking. I'd been getting a phone call here, I think, or a message. Now, let me see if...
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention...